Hello and welcome to Divas Days of Our Lives. I forgot to wait. Hello and welcome to Divas Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be interviewing Days of Our Lives actress Patsy Pease, who portrayed Kimberly Brady on the show. You can call in and ask Patsy a question at 1-914-338-1239. Join us daily at our blog at divasdaysofourlives.blogspot.com. We're also on Facebook at Diva Days, and you can follow us on Twitter at Diva of Dole. And you can friend us or follow us on Blog Talk Radio. And you can find Patsy on Facebook as Patricia Pease, and she also has a website, patsypease.com. Hi, Patsy.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on again.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Your show with us in July was just huge, and your fans were so amazing. Oh, it was a very huge show for us, and a nice amount of time has passed. We thought, oh, we have to have Patsy back on again. She's so wonderful. So
well,
thanks so much.
I'm trying really hard to speak in my best standard English without my accent, and it's so hard. I feel like my face is twisting into a knot. So if I kind of go back, and how am I doing on my standard English? Am I pronouncing?
Just be yourself.
Oh, God, thank God. Ah, I'm holding my breath. I'm standing on a chair. Then I tried on my head, and then I went out on the porch, and then I sat down on another chair, and then I sat in a beanbag and curled up upside down, and my accent is not going away. It
is wonderful.
It
sounds wonderful.
All right?
I was just going to say that. It sounds wonderful.
Okay, thank y'all. Thank you, girls, because I was
just
trying so hard. Okay, guys, I just want to be myself, if y'all don't mind. Because, you know, we're going to get down. We're going to talk about some stuff tonight, me and the girls and everybody out there in the green room or the wait. What's that room called?
It's a chat room, actually. Yeah.
It's a chat room.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, that all them people are in there chatting about something?
Yeah, they're chatting about you.
Oh, my God. That's nerve-wracking. That'll make you feel a little paranoid if you didn't have, you know, like anxiety problems to begin with, like a person who's kind of like nerve problems anyway, and then you tell them that'll make you paranoid.
Charlie, when we interviewed him, Charlie was actually watching the chat room, and he didn't announce that, like, almost the show was over. So everybody was, you know, talking about Charlie, and they had no idea he was reading along the entire time. It was pretty hilarious.
We were calling him all kind of names, like Chuck.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody calls him Chuck now, yeah.
Yeah, he started it.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say his ears were turning red, but he was reading along, so I guess his eyes were burning. Well, Chuck, if you're there, hey, buddy, I miss you.
Aww.
Yeah. We miss you both.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Well, I do. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing this. It's so much fun for me. I really appreciate you girls. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. So you want to talk tonight about childhood obesity and training, exercise?
Well, anything anybody wants to talk about. But, you know, it just seems to me that there's so much in the news lately. But, well, not lately. It just seems like we as a society are talking about drugs for our, you know, we don't want our children endangered by drugs, or, you know, we're always on the outlook for that in schools. But, there's an old saying back home, and that my grandmother used to say, never overlook the obvious. And I remember my first drug of choice was food.
Mm-hmm.
And people seem to not include that as a use, how it's used to stuff feelings and to stuff anger and stuff being neglected and stuff hurt feelings and sadness. And, you know, we're talking about bullying. Bullying seems to be one of the sound bites in the news. And, And if you're being bullied and you can't, you don't feel like you can talk to anybody about it, then kids, if a kid is eating, and that's a call for help. And this is, you know, if we can awaken society to kind of pay attention to some of these signs, because a kid doesn't blow up overnight because they're hungry and they got a good appetite. They're screaming out for help, and food, if it's used incorrectly, just like anything else, is a drug.
Mm-hmm.
The first drug. So while you're looking for marijuana and around your kid's room, and while you're trying to chase him down, you know, at what he's doing after hours, look at the child. And also, for parents, let's look at ourselves, because if we're setting a poor example and not taking care of ourselves, what are we telling our children? If we're not getting checkups, if we're eating poorly and not exercising, taking care of ourselves, and we can come up with a million excuses. I've heard them all, and I'll tell you why I've heard them all is because I've been guilty myself. I've said them all. I'll be the first one standing in the guilty line, pointing at me. I've done it all. I've been the first one to come up with every excuse. So I've already said it all and done it all myself. And so I had to pull myself up by the bootstraps, and I said, Patricia Ann Keys, don't complain about it, train about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of listening to you, young lady. You're setting a bad example for these kids, and they see me lays off, and they think they got the right to do it too. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Mama's doing it. And how can I tell them to do better when I'm not? Why should they listen to me when I'm not? They'll say, you first, Mama. And you know what? They're right. So there's a lot of things. Using it as a drug, if we're going to talk about drugs, let's talk about the first drug, misuse of food, stuffing of feelings, paying attention. Why is your kid not speaking up? Why can't he talk to you? What's going on? Are you yourself setting an example that you can set a better example? But this is crippling because it can lead to, of course, other diseases. And when it's tripled in the last 3 decades, I think I left the link on my page of Facebook, and it's just, and with kids in the ages of 6 to 11 years, it's gone up 13% from 1980 to 2008. It's gone from 6.5% to 19.6%. That's 6 to 11-year-old. A 6-year-old.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Obese. And so I want to know.
Did you have a weight problem when you were younger?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is from experience.
I know. I've had that. All growing up, fluctuated with my weight, and it was when, in fact, it was when I gained all my. It was like around 11, like when puberty hit. You know, it ends when girls tend to gain weight. I'm not sure about. I guess boys
food.
Too.
That food was my first addiction. I was called Fatty Patty 2x4. Can't get through the kitchen door, and it killed me.
Oh.
It killed me. I wore a big winter coat all year round in high school because I didn't want anybody to make fun of me anymore. And I was burning up hot, and I nearly passed out several times. One time I passed out in the hallway, and they almost sent me home, but I wouldn't take off the coat because I was so ashamed of my body. So, but I wouldn't speak up. I didn't know any other way. They didn't have any programs back then. And people around me, they just didn't, well, they didn't know any better, but there were no programs. There was nothing for anybody. So I had a childhood obesity. And I'm speaking from me. This is me. And I suffered. And if I can do anything to help, you know, anybody, get past that. That's the reason it's important to me, is because I wouldn't want my childhood on anybody. I wouldn't want to wish that. Even if I had a worst enemy, I wouldn't wish my childhood obesity on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just wanted to get that out there to people who are suffering or did have problems.
You're so petite. How did you turn it around as a teenager? How did you lose the weight?
It was through, I had a, junior high, they had these news reports that you had to get up for the class. And I stuttered, and I had a real bad stutter because I was ashamed of myself. And I turned bright red. I broke out in a rash. And I could not give the news. You had to pick out a something that happened in the newspaper every week and give the weekly report. And so I couldn't get through it because I stuttered so bad. And I broke out in such a rash that they thought I had an allergy or something. Oh. And then one real smart teacher, Mrs. Stallings, sent me to the drama class. And she said, "Can you get her to relax in one of your techniques, your drama techniques? Can you get this girl to relax long enough so she can slow down and just get past her weekly report? Because we can't pass her. She's going to flunk the seventh grade." And that woman put the role of somebody else in front of me. And as long as I was speaking about somebody else, through some pretending I was somebody else, I could make Fatty Patty disappear. I wasn't fat anymore. I wasn't ugly. I didn't break out in hives, and I didn't sweat and smell bad. And I could pretend I was somebody else, and I was okay. And I got a lot of acknowledgement. And I got a lot of praise for the first time in my life. It was like Christmas. And so I thought, well, this is it. You go in this drama club, and everything bad disappears. So this is where it's at. You got to stay in drama club. And so I started getting feedback of something positive in my life. And I think that's what's maybe in the schools. That was my program, that was my way of feeling some kind of self-value and self-esteem, and it kind of replaced all the negative stuff that I had going, and I started to naturally lose the weight because I couldn't wait to go play and be other people.
So there was a teacher then that kind of made a difference in your life.
It only
takes,
you
hear that a lot.
Mm-hmm. It only takes one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the hope. If anybody's listening out there and you're worried about the kids, it only takes one person in somebody's life to pay attention and just listen and just be there. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to have all the answers. Just paying attention and, valuing the personhood of another human being is a gift that went a long way with me anyway. So that made up for a lot of things, just feeling like she valued who I was. And that seemed to carry me from feeling so addicted, like I had the stuff with food, because I felt like I'd be letting this lady down.
Aww.
And I really felt like somebody cared for me.
Then you got into dancing too, right?
Yeah.
Dancing.
Because there were other people in this type of environment that seemed to, and that's why these programs, to bring out whatever talents these kids have that don't feel comfortable right now expressing themselves. They feel like hiding. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, there, and they talk about it on the site of the, that I left on my Facebook page. It's a California.gov site. About, in case anybody's listening, it's called Childhood Obesity Health Youth, CDC.gov. And they talk about some of the programs that they're trying to put into the school systems and to address, you know, the ways that these kids, they can have healthier lifestyles, even if the parents aren't too crazy about changing. The kids can just do, because I didn't have parents that were willing to change. They weren't going to go along with the program at all. Mm-hmm. But it just took one or two teachers, a coach, it could be a counselor, it can be, you know, anybody who just kind of took an interest and said, you know, you go, you keep expressing, come out, stop hiding. So
how much do you think Charlie Vissi is due to trauma, and how a lot of children, you know, something triggers the weight gains. How much of it is maybe poor parenting skills, like the parents don't know how to teach proper nutrition or exercise? I mean, do you think it's kind of both, or?
That's always the thing about, you know, is it nature or nurture? I don't know. I mean, I train a lot of people today, and I was training a girl today that comes from a background of people who are, you know, they were kind of upper middle class. I mean, she doesn't come from, you know, the barrio. She didn't have to live off white bread and mayonnaise. And yet she still uses, and she admittedly so, uses food as a drug.
Mm-hmm.
She's very intelligent. She articulates it well. She says she sometimes feels very numb, and she uses it just to feel something.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it didn't come from her her upbringing, but she's just addicted to sugar.
Yeah.
And the thing about once sugar in your system does create a phenomenon of craving and make very acidic, acidic environment in your system. And it creates craving. I found that I don't have cravings when my system is alkaline, which is more eating vegetables and protein and having a very clean, what they call a clean diet. And that's a little catchphrase they use nowadays, but having a clean diet of just pretty organic, you know, protein, vegetables. And people say that's expensive, it's too expensive, I can't afford a diet like that. Well, yeah, you can. I mean, you don't eat a lot of it. It's just, you know, I know, you know, I'm on a budget, and I go to Trader Joe's, and you can get a bunch of vegetables, and if you're a vegetarian, you can cook up a good vegetarian meal, or if you eat meat, there's good fish and vegetables and a little grain, and that's a clean meal. And your system will be alkaline, much more alkaline, so it doesn't have so much acid in it. The minute sugars are introduced, you're going to start craving sugar, and then the cycle will happen. So it's best not to introduce too much of it, because it starts to feed upon itself. And you'll get stomach ulcers from it.
Oh.
And you get indigestion. And it does, it creates all kind of digestive problems.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's green, it's clean. I've learned all these things from being sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Right.
Because I want to feel good. I want to feel happy. I didn't come this far to be grumpy and not feeling good and dissatisfied. I want the great life that God intended me to have, and I've been through enough crap. I deserve a great one, so I'm here to claim everything I can get. So if taking care of myself means having a great life, okay, boy, sign me up. What do I got to do?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Mary, would you like to pass your question? And we're going to take callers. We have about 5 or 6 people waiting. So go ahead, Mary.
Sure.
Oh, you want me to ask? Okay, this just kind of switching it up a little bit. You know, there's web series now is the big thing. I just was wondering if would you ever consider doing one, if asked? The web series. You know how the soaps are kind of going on the web? You know, the different ones that are out there, like Venice and The Bay.
Yeah,
I just wondered if you'd be interested. Oh, okay.
Of course.
Would you be interested in doing it? Oh, okay.
Of course, yeah. They're fantastic.
Yeah. Could love to see you on, you know, on one of them.
I would really enjoy that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever caught any of them online or no?
The Bay, I think, and that was really enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. It's a very good show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see Charlie Sheen's in it?
I haven't yet.
Okay. Yeah, he came on a little bit later. He wasn't on in the very beginning of The Bay.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll still keep trying.
Oh, and yeah, Matt Ashford comes on at near the end also.
Oh, okay. I'll look forward to that.
Okay. Okay, take caller area code 314.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm talking to Patsy Bees.
Hey, who are you?
Oh, my God, this is unreal.
Yeah, it is.
You are so awesome. First of all, I wanted to say, how is your son?
I read your
thing on the internet about your son.
Thank you for asking.
How is
he's
he doing?
He's doing really well. You're a doll for asking. I appreciate that. Hey, you know what? He's going to be getting his certification as a CNA, Certified Nursing Assistant.
Oh, how awesome.
Yeah.
And how old is your son?
My youngest one is 20, and my eldest one, shout out Josh and Amanda, like they're listening, I hope so. Josh is 23, and he's got a beautiful wife, my sweet daughter-in-law, Amanda.
Aw, that was my daughter's name.
Amanda?
I had got so hooked on the show. I mean, I do apologize. I didn't watch the show back in the 80s when it first started, and I've been in love with Charles Shaughnessy since 1993. And when my cousin told me that he played on Days of Our Lives, I went on the internet and I found it. And then I found the story, the blind story of Kim and Shane, where Kim was blind. And I got I sat up for 48 hours and watched all the way from 1984 to 1986. And that everybody would be pounding on the door for me to get off the computer. And I was like, no, I'm not getting off the computer. I was hooked. And that I was like, because back then I was such a Luke and Laura fan. And then after I watched this, I called my sister-in-law right away. And I said, oh, my God. I said, Jackie, we wasted 1984 to 1986 watching Luke and Laura. We should have been watching Kim and Shane. And then everybody was laughing. They were like, I was like, you've got to watch this. This is unbelievable. You guys were awesome.
Oh, thank you so much.
I am so hooked. Everybody yells at me all the time because I tie up the computer. I am on the computer from the time I get up in the morning until like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I am on the computer. And I watch them over and over again because they keep posting new scenes.
Yes, they do. You're going to be.
And I really, the one that got me the most, the one that I am so touched with, was the scene where Kim lost her baby by helping Eve. Because
at that
time, I had lost my daughter Amanda to a birth defect. She had a genetic birth defect. She was born in 85, and I lost her in January of 87. And when I was watching that, it was like, oh, my God. It was just so weird. And then right after that, you had a son. Well, I had a son in 88. And then you had a son in 90.
Yes.
And I had a son in 90. And I was like,
this is wild.
It was so weird. I mean, the whole thing, and it was like, the chemistry between you and Charlie was just unbelievable. And I've gotten all my sister-in-laws hooked and that. And my cousin, when she told me, well, she stopped watching it, you know, when they did the Shane and Kayla thing. That's when she stopped watching Days.
Well,
I said, when I'm on YouTube, that's what everybody says on YouTube. Everybody stopped watching when they did the Kayla and Shane thing. And I'm like, poor Kayla, because I love her.
I do, too.
But it's just that the chemistry wasn't like Kim and Shane. It was just so unbelievable. So, and I can't believe I'm sitting here talking to you.
Well, you know, we have some kind of connection somewhere, because that's a lot of coincidences, don't you think?
Well, I thought so myself. I thought so, but I mean, I am so hooked, and my husband's like, "Are you ever going to get off that computer?" And I'm like, "No." Well,
no,
what's really weird too
is
because Charlie and his wife was married 27 years, and me and my husband's been married 27 years.
Is that, well, I tell you, I hope that you get to call Charlie and tell him that, because that'll make him feel really
happy. Well, the
last
time he was on the show, I was on the line trying to get through to talk to him, but I missed it. I was too late, and I didn't get to talk to him. And that, and
well,
it's like, just
well,
one
I'm
of those
sure
things.
I'm sure glad that you got through to me, and
you'll
be
too.
Back
it's
on
like, I mean, I said, you and Charlie should have won Oscars for your performances. I said, forget the Emmys. They should have won Oscars. I was like, and I keep hoping, I keep praying, I keep sending little messages for the Bay, and that the Bay would be great if Patsy was on.
Oh, thank you. Because I love that show. I think it's a fantastic show.
Oh, it is. It's awesome. It is. It's really an awesome show, and they're supposed to be bringing it to cable. And I can't wait for that to be on longer.
Right? You know, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, and then, well, and Charlie had a thing on his on his Facebook that he was going to do an episode of Hot in Cleveland, but then something happened and they couldn't do it. So I keep watching for it. Well, then they just had a thing on the other day where they had Jack Wagner on there. So I put on the internet, I had put on Charlie's Facebook and on Days of Our Lives Facebook, that Charlie beat out Jack Wagner in 1996 for Sexiest Man on Daytime. Don't you people know that? And it's 2011, and guess what? Charlie still wins.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that, you know what? I'm not surprised. Maybe I'm a little biased, but I'm not surprised.
I'm not either, but I mean, I know Days of Our Lives Facebook, they probably hate me on there because I'm constantly promoting Kim and Shane. Bring them back. I've been watching the storylines. I started watching again, and I keep putting on there, you know, that Kim and Shane need to come back because Rafe needs Shane right now because of the storyline that he's in, and I just keep hoping and praying. I sit there and get out to everybody, to all the fans. We've got to get some type of petition up to get these two back on the show before the show's taken over by a talk show.
Well, I appreciate your support so much. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad I got to talk to you. And best wishes to your son. I hope everything keeps working out for him.
Bless
and
you.
I keep
you
looking
too.
For you. I keep waiting to see you in something, and I can't wait to see you.
I'll keep you guys posted.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was too cute. Okay, then we'll go to...
She's a skin girl.
We'll go to area code 770. You're on line with Patsy. Angela?
Yes, how are you tonight?
Hi.
Hi,
Angela.
Thanks for taking my call. Patsy, I just want to say I was so thrilled. I had an opportunity to meet you last June at the Francis Reed Memorial Brunch.
Oh,
and
hey.
I just want to let everyone know, too, if they haven't had an opportunity to meet you, just how kind and gracious you are in person, just like you are on the phone tonight.
Thank you.
I've been reading some things and listening to your comments. You know, you just need to be congratulated for just all the personal fortitude that you've shown throughout your life. It's wonderful
to
be given credit to so many other people that have supported you and encouraged you, even outside of your family of origin. But I guess I was just curious, from growing up in that kind of a situation and just dealing with a lot of anxiety and stress, you know, competing in an entertainment industry by itself is I would think, would be pretty traumatic at times. But anyway, I guess you're dealing kind of with a lot of anxiety and flight, and you know, flight or fright or fight type feelings. And I wondered how you used that maybe when you first took on some of the traumatic storylines of Kim, and if that helped you, or did you use that within your acting preparation, and is it different now? Like when you went back last summer, do you still use some of those same techniques and things to get back into the character of Kim?
It's a very interesting question, and I thank you for it, Angela. Thank you very much. You know, I was talking to some actors today, and you use everything. You know, in life, we try to look good. Most people try to spend all day looking good, and we don't want to show people our anxiety and our fears, things that we think of that will scare them or push them away. And so, but in acting, characters that we seem to us dull are those that don't have anything going. We don't see their vulnerability. They just look like a telephone post. So characters that are interesting to us are characters that we see the struggle that they're having. We see their obstacles, and we see them trying to get better. We see them trying to overcome something. We see them striving to make a difference. You know, those are our heroes. And so in acting, you try to, if you go in there and you're nervous and anxious, well, I say, hurrah, let me use that. It's just an energy. And if I don't judge it, see, an energy is an energy. It's not until I judge it, until I put a name on it, that it becomes anxiety. Physiologically, excitement has the same symptoms as anxiety. Did you know that?
No, I really hadn't thought of it that way.
Well, here, let's look at it. My heart starts beating faster. My palms turn sweaty. I have kind of a nervousness. It looks like I'm talking in breathy tones, kind of hyperventilating. I'm having their kind of staccato type talk. Well, if I'm just excited, I'm so excited. I'm getting to meet someone for the first time, and I don't know what to say, and my thoughts are kind of scattered, and my heart's going, and I'm just fluttery. My hands don't do anything. I'm kind of, oh gosh, there's sweat in the middle of my palm. I'm going to wipe it off. And, oh, well, if I'm anxious, it could be the same thing. I'm going in before the jury, and I don't know what to say, and I thought, well, what if it turns out the wrong way? It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. My heart's still going the same rate. My palm is still sweating. I'm still hyperventilating. I'm still speaking in staccato tones. It's the same thing. My body doesn't know how to differentiate physically between excitement and anxiety, so it's just an energy. That's all it is. In acting, I can learn to channel that. Now, if it works in acting, why couldn't I use that same technique in living? Why couldn't I say to myself, if I'm in a grocery store and I'm starting to feel like the walls are caving in and like that whole row of canned peas with the green giant is going to fall right on top of my head, which, you know, I have mental issues. I felt like this before. It's okay. I have mental issues. I can say this in front of everybody because they already know. I don't have anything to hide. And instead of going, oh, I'm having an anxiety attack, what if I were just excited to be alive, to be on the outside? Because people like me who survive what we've survived, we don't make it to the outside a lot. And so that big wall of canned peas with the green giant on the outside is not about to fall on me. I'm just excited to be able to be outside with nobody having to supervise me. And I get to go shopping today. And I get the freedom to get in my car that I drive alone. I'm excited. And all of a sudden, I've checked out my groceries and I'm on my way home. And there's peace. See how that works?
Well, it's a tremendous philosophy that we all need to really think about. And I think you've used so many things that have happened to you for good, and I just appreciate that about you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Angela.
Bye.
My friend Nicole wanted to ask this question. She couldn't make it tonight. Given Shane Fran's mention, Shane whisking Kim up off her feet and carrying her to the bedroom, and she was wondering if that was improvised or if it was in the script for Charles to pick you up and carry you to the bedroom.
Now, you know, I'm an old gal, and I'm not sure if my memory serves me correctly. I don't know if I can think that far back, but it could have been improvised. Charlie was wonderful and still is at improv.
Oh.
He's one of the best. I'm just going ahead and going to serve it over in his direction and say he's totally responsible for improving that.
Okay. Well, let me ask him. I see the girls talking about the chat room. That was something that they kind of symbolic of your relationship, I guess. I guess I haven't quite a bit, according to what everybody's saying in the chat room. Okay. Well, thanks. I wanted to make sure she got her question in.
What was that?
Oh, I wanted to get my friend's question in about the being carried to the bedroom thing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Which one did I not answer somebody's question? Because I never know.
I was just thanking you. My friend wanted to know about whether or not it was improvised that Charlie would carry you. That's all. Yeah, that was my friend's question.
Yeah, well, I trust anything he did in the scene. He could totally improvise anything.
Oh yeah, he could.
Hello?
Hello. Hi. I think that's some interference there. I'm going to grab something. Victoria, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Hi.
Oh. On the line. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Hi,
hey,
how are you?
Good. I talked to you on Facebook.
Oh, hey, it's good to speak with you.
You too. How's it going?
It's going good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm glad to talk to you, finally.
It's good to have a voice with the person that I've been talking to.
Yeah, I'm happy that you call me Pretty Lady on Facebook.
You are a pretty lady.
Thank you.
I love your pictures.
Yeah, I have a bunch of Fran pictures because I'm a big fan of hers, so...
Yep, me too.
You know, I loved her and Charlie together, and you and Charlie, that was my couple.
Well, I'll tell you, he has some great chemistry with Fran, too, and I've got to take a bow to his relationship and artistry with Miss Fran Drescher as well. I think they did such wonderful, great, great comic timing together. And that's something we didn't do. And he got to explore that side of his talents. And I'm happy that they got to explore and just have wonderful chemistry with each other as an acting team.
Yep. I watch them every night.
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, it's important, and I'm sure you let them know how much you appreciate their work, too, because that's important they know that.
Yeah, I try to tweet to Fran on Twitter, but she's so busy. She has a new sitcom coming out, Happily Divorced.
Oh, God. It'll be great. It'll be great. I'm sure she knows you're one of her biggest fans.
Yeah. I can't wait for a new sitcom. It comes out, I think, in the summertime, around June or July, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a question for Patsy, Victoria?
I just wanted to talk to her about, you know, stuff and how's everything going, you know.
It's going really, really well. I'm so glad that you called and I got to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm glad you did too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Victoria.
Thanks, Victoria.
And we have 207. I think this is Kimberly.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Kimberly.
Oh,
hi. Hi, Patricia. This is Kimber.
Kimber. Oh, my goodness. Hey, girl. What you doing?
just getting nervous sitting here waiting to talk to you.
Oh, I was getting nervous because I was wondering when the montage woman of the universe was going to make her appearance, and I was getting kind of sweaty in the palms here.
Well, you set the bar for my weekend, because I'm going to see Amy Grant, my other favorite lady, tomorrow, and this is just the start of a wonderful weekend for me.
Wow,
so I'm on a natural high right now.
Oh, you lucky girl. Are you kidding?
No, you don't. No, you're not kidding about that.
I wouldn't lie. No.
You wouldn't lie about that. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
yes, I've met Amy twice. I've met Charlie three times, and you are still on my bucket list. And then once that's done, then I don't know what else there is.
Well, you know, we're going to have to think about what else because you know, we're going to meet soon. So we got to be thinking about what else. Yeah. So, you know, you got to find a pair of red high heels. Blaze, are you in there? I know she's in there somewhere.
She's in there.
She's got an extra. She's in there. Tell her to get an extra pair of red heels for Kimber. Yeah.
I asked if they could be flats.
Okay, all right. Make them flats.
Just so I can be that much shorter.
Okay, good. Okay. For the we're going to have to extend that bucket list, get a flat pair of reds, and hit the town. Okay. Well, what else are you working on?
Oh, well, I have a question for you. It's something that Charlie had posted this a while ago. I think it was on his website about a prank that he pulled on you. Way back in 1985, you were at Victor's house, and he had snuck in to the bedroom, and Shane was supposed to be underneath the covers, and you were talking with Victor, and when you came back, he had put a prop guy or a stand-in, somebody else other than him, and of course, to your shock, it wasn't him. I was just curious if you ever got revenge back on him and pulled a prank on him.
Well, the thing is, he's so darn smart, you can't prank him. He's like a chess player. He's already, you know, five moves ahead of you. So, you know, it's like Angela? I was telling her, you know, I'm a mental case. I don't think that's smart that fast.
Well, we know, judging from all of the bloopers that appeared, apparently there were some fun moments that happened that not necessarily were supposed to. Drag out my crock pot, I think of you.
Oh, everybody in America around Thanksgiving and getting out that darn pot, and that was that. I mean, anybody. I bet everybody makes that mistake. I mean, isn't that a beat? Wasn't that pot made for people to mispronounce it?
Well, I'm from Maine, so apparently we don't say our R's all the time.
See?
Well, I probably would have too.
See, and, you know, and Charlie's from England. They don't say R's all the time. So somebody's got to mispronounce that pot a lot more than I do. I think that pot was made with the people that invented it going, boy, are we going to have fun with this one. Now let's make a blooper show around the pot.
But you look cute saying it, so.
Yeah, when you thank God you're cute when national television is going, what a maroon.
Well, you make us smile anyway, so.
I'm glad, because you guys make me smile. That's for darn sure. Thank God, too. Because, the only time I get a real pure smile around is I got three dogs that guarantee to make you smile. But other than them, I've got you guys.
Well, we appreciate the fact that you get back to us. You're so sweet to take the time to, chat back with your fans, and we really appreciate it. And I don't want to tie up the line. I know there's other people that want to call, but thank you so much for starting off my weekend.
Oh, thank you so much. You go out there and have a blast.
I shall. It's a girls' weekend. I'm going with my mother and my sister, so it should be a fun weekend.
Okay, girls, go out there, and in spirit, I'm with you. Have a fantastic time. God bless you, Kimberly. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and we have a very anxious caller, area code 412.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought you were next.
Karen? Hi, I'm Pat.
Hey, there you are. How you? How you doing?
Good.
What are you up to?
Oh, but I got an early present from Santa and Mrs. Claus and the elves and the Easter Bunny.
Oh,
a present makes up.
You know what? I think that they must love you a lot.
Yes, they really like me a lot.
Hey, because you know what? I think you're a very special boy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I think, you're welcome. But, you know, you're a very handsome boy, too. You're welcome, Shank. Do you take handsome pills? Do you have a magic wand and a fairy godmother that goes ding and makes you like a prince every day?
He's getting shy.
Because I'm being silly. He's so silly.
I am so sorry. He was getting shy.
Oh, no.
It's nice to hear you, Patsy.
Well, he's going like, what do you do when a grown up is sillier than you are?
He's beet red.
Well, it's very confusing. Like, how old is Shane now?
He's seven.
He's seven. All right, Shane's
mm-hmm.
seven, and I'm acting like I'm three.
He was laughing.
So he's saying, Mom, how do I talk to a three-year-old?
You want to talk to him? That's thank you for taking time to talk to him. I appreciate that.
Oh, of course. He's adorable. He's so well-mannered. Oh, my goodness. You've done a great job, Karen. So
thank
how are you,
you Patty.
Doing?
I'm doing good,
how are
thanks.
You?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
How are you? Yeah.
Good. Did you have any questions for me today?
None that I can think of. I was talking to Kimber earlier, and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to say. I have no clue. I'm hoping you come back today's, of course.
Yeah, that would be good for me too. I can agree 100%. That would be good. Do you know if my sister's listening tonight?
I have no clue. Talked to her about a week and a half ago, maybe. I don't know.
Kathleen,
she didn't
where
say
you
anything.
At?
I didn't know anything then.
Kathleen. Facebook is a very small community for y'all in the chat room. It's just wild. It's like, you know, people you go to high school with and your family, and then, you know, you meet people, and then all of a sudden they know your family, and they know more about what your family's up to than you do. I get a call from Karen because she probably knows more about what my sister's doing right now than I do. So, because my sister likes talking to Karen now, and so, you know, I have to ask her about my sis. It just, you know, it's just
so
wild.
She's so busy working two jobs. Oh my goodness.
I know. She's a beautiful girl, and she's
yes, she is.
Hard working girl. So we're. You know, if she was listening, she'd be hearing all this nice stuff about her. But she
I'll send her the what do you call again? Like I did last time. Last year, I sent her the recording. So
yeah.
I'll send it to her again.
That beautiful Kathy Teeves, who's so smart and hardworking, and who does wonderful things for all people in the world at large, and who could be president. Oh, Kathy, are you there?
Oh, goodness. You two sound so much alike. It's too funny.
I know. Well, I tried to talk proper when we started, but, well, that was shot to hell. So
you do sound proper. He sounds fine.
Oh, well, forget about that. Well, How's Shane doing in school?
Excellent. A's and B's. I love it.
And A pluses.
And A pluses, he told me to say.
Tom, I am so proud of him.
He can hear you. She's so proud of you, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
He said, uh-huh.
Well, that's good.
All right. Well, I'll have to talk to some more people in the chat room waiting, but I love you both, bunches and gobs. And we'll be seeing you around the schoolyard.
Okay. Okay, Pat.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. Love each
okay.
other. Take
yes,
care.
Sir. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Son mentioned Victor before. I was wondering, what was it like working with John Aniston?
I love John Aniston. I've been working with him since 1979.
Oh, that's right. Search for Tomorrow.
Yeah. He just is the coolest cat in town. He's professional, he's gorgeous, graceful, and he's got some of the best jokes, bar none.
Yeah, but we hear about him that he cracks everybody up all the time.
All the time. He has befriended probably some of the best comedians that life has gifted us with, and maybe he's played golf with every single one of them. I don't know, or worked with every single one of them. But he definitely steals every single joke known to man. One of them. He's a joke thief.
His great one-liners on the show, too, all the time.
Oh, and he knows exactly how to tell them. And it's just his timing is impeccable.
Deliver them, right?
Yeah. Nobody delivers them like he does. He has a gift. You're born with it or you aren't. And John was. So don't tell him any joke that you don't want repeated.
Okay, we'll take a caller. Area code 954. Hi, you're on with Patsy, 954?
Yes, hello? Hi, we hear you.
Hi, it's Janet. This is Janet from Fort Lauderdale.
Hi, Jan.
Is this Patsy? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, we think we lost Patsy. Huh?
You lost her?
Oh, yeah, we lost her.
Oh, I'm having trouble with my computer.
Can't see you. Oops, we lost Patsy.
You did?
Yeah, she'll call back in.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want me to call back another time, or is it?
No, you're good. You're good. Well, there she is. Okay, I saw her.
Sorry.
Where'd you go?
We got Patsy.
I fell through this hole that they put in the kitchen. I'm so sorry.
We have a caller for you. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Is Janet? Hello.
Hey, this is Janet.
Hey, Patsy. It's Janet from Fort Lauderdale. Do you remember?
Hi.
Hi. What's all this thing about the red shoes? What is that?
Well, we were, as a running joke, that we were all going to meet and put on red shoes and go out dancing.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's a good idea.
The only problem is, since the last time I wore my red shoes, I had 4 spine surgeries, so I'm not sure if I can walk in them anymore, much less dance, but, you know, what the hey.
Yeah?
What are you doing now?
Yeah, that's great. Well, I just didn't know what the shoes were all about, and I said, okay, I'm going to find out.
Yeah, it's just, we're all thinking about it.
Oh, that's cool. So what you've been doing, I mean, what are you going to be doing now? Are you going to do other soaps or movies or plays or whatever? Hello?
Actually, I'm going back to school, and I'm studying philosophy.
Okay.
I'm signed up for a course. It's at a community college. And sociology and philosophy, and we'll see where that goes from there. But I love the world of academia, and I'm just craving it. So I want to go back to school.
Great.
I know it's not as exciting as probably you know what other folks are doing, but that's me, kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have mental issues, and I love to go back to school.
I think I better go back to school. I got mental problems myself. No.
There you go. I think we can cure a lot of the world's ills by going back to school. And exercising more and cleaning up our diet. There you go.
Sorry.
And now you've heard it from a bona fide card-carrying neurotic.
Okay. Okay.
And I know what I'm talking about. And if that doesn't work, put on a pair of red heel, high-heeled shoes and dance.
Okay.
You're a good sport. My darling, it's so nice talking to you.
Okay, thank you.
That was a great question. Thank you. Thank you so much for asking it. That was a great question. Thank you.
Are you still there? Or is this
I'm still here. Where am I going?
I don't know.
I'm right here with you.
Yeah. Oh. So you're going back to school, that's it, okay. I was dying to see if you were going to do anything more, on the soaps or whatever, and that's it, you're just going back to school.
Yeah. I'm glad you're still laughing about it. This is to the dismay of my family. But, well, you know, I'd always be open to going back to a soap, but let's face it, I haven't exactly been bowled over with offers. And so, if you're at the dance.
Oh, yeah, why? Because you got more fans out here. Wait, you know, all they do is say, get Patsy back on Days of Our Lives or whatever. And then, well, I'm going to try to get her back.
Oh,
because all I do is watch reruns.
I don't even want that
oh,
old
bless
stuff
your
anymore.
Heart. Oh,
well,
yeah.
You really?
Oh, my
yes.
Gosh.
That's what, thank God
you know,
for the computer.
But, you know, when
computer.
I hear things like this, then
yeah.
I think, well, you know, I owe it to the people that are still watching. I should go at least try for, you know,
yeah,
but, web shows. Yeah.
You ever watch yourself?
That. Oh, God, no. Why would I do that?
I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord. I have a nervous personality to be done with. Oh, God, I don't
when
want to
I hang
have
up,
to
I'm
going to
be watching you all night.
I might stay up all night.
I got people that say, when you go to bed, I said, well, why not? I'm enjoying myself.
If you're, well, if you're having
well,
a good time.
Casting child, I wouldn't I never go to sleep.
You see? You don't need no-dos. You need Patsy and Charles.
That's all I want.
But now I got
sorry.
You and then two other ladies that just called. They're not sleeping. They're hugging the computers. Their families are angry. They're saying, get off the computers. And these ladies are saying no. I mean, they're very adamant, but they're saying no. Your husbands want them to get off the computers, and they're saying no. We have got to do something about this. Okay, you convinced me. I got to go back to work because
okay.
all these ladies have are reruns, and you're not going to sleep.
Well, they're the best. They don't make them like they used to. We don't.
Okay, so this is a social issue
yeah.
now.
Okay.
All right, all right. See, you got me. Okay, I'm going back to work.
Okay.
You convince me.
All right. Go back to
all
work.
Right.
We want to
okay.
see you on the
all
screen.
Right. I just want you to go to
sleep. I want
to
see you on stage.
Okay. I'm going back to look. Okay, yes, I'm going back to work. Okay. I want you to get some sleep tonight. I'm
okay.
going back to work.
Okay, I'll do anything you want.
All right.
Okay.
Pat, go, you should. You know, this lady should be a lawyer.
Okay, a lawyer. I got enough of this lawyer somewhere up north. Can't even make it. Ava Kiley.
All right, okay. Done. It's a done deal. I'm convinced.
It's just that easy.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, it's that easy.
Very convincing. Her health is at stake. I'll alert the media.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling your doll.
You're welcome. Me or Patsy? Oh.
Who's on first? Who's you?
Oh, I'm Janet. Oh.
Janet.
Yes.
This is Janet.
Oh, Janet.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Janet.
Hi.
Oh, Janet. Where have you been?
I've been here all night. If you want me to hang up, just say, go to bed, Janet. Forget it. I'm sorry.
No.
Oh,
God
my
Almighty.
God.
Janet, Mike. No, no. No, I
don't want to go
to
bed. I'll be up all night now. It's 11 o'clock.
No, I want you to stay up all night. Okay, Janet, I was hearing all these voices. Now I think, I have schizophrenia. No, it's just Janet.
No, oh, my God, I can't believe this.
Well, you got to have fun, right? You
got to
have fun.
Because if I don't, I'll just cry.
Oh, take laugh or cry, I take laugh. Hey, I'll do a
not
show
really
with John Aniston. That
oh,
will
really?
Be a good show.
Sure.
Yes. I won't have to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just sit on the other line, and I'll just go, yeah, John, that's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, John, remember when? 1978.
78?
Mary
wow,
Stewart.
I don't know. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Stu Bergman. Yeah. That's
okay.
All I have to say. John will talk the entire time and make you feel just... It'll send you over your sides with laughter.
Okay.
He's just a great storyteller.
Uh-huh.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
a fan of my castmates. Can you tell? I really, great.
Oh yeah.
Great talent.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. Yes, they are. They're all great. I love anybody back those old days in the 80s because they're not, they're great today. They're really, hello? They really have been. The ones back then were really great in those days. I couldn't believe if it wasn't for the computer and never see them again.
Yeah.
Really?
I know. Yeah,
Capital's
a good one. Yeah.
Hmm. So you going to do anything with Charles Shaughnessy in the future or not? Hello?
If the powers that be who are hiring have something,
because he's
that
doing
would
something
be wonderful.
This summer. Why don't you do My Fair Lady with him?
That would be wonderful, but I
What's
can't
that?
Sing.
Oh, well, you could try. Oh, but she has to sing. I'm trying to think if she sang in that. Yeah, she did sing the old one. Oh,
that would be My Unfair Lady. Oh, God. That'd be unfair to everybody in the audience.
Okay, we'll have to think of something else then.
We have to give you something really, really something else, like lip sync to Julie Andrews or something. Yeah, so
well, she, you know what? That wasn't even Audrey Hepburn singing it. That was she sang it, in the movie, but she they said it was never really her voice.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
Oh.
No, it was some, you know, whatever they call it, one of those other tapes or somebody else doing that. Yeah. I'm trying to think of the guy's name, the actor. What was his name? Rex Harrison. All right? Yeah.
Rex Harrison sang the part of My Fair Lady?
Yeah, in the movie. In the movie.
You can't believe anything Hollywood puts before you anymore. Poor.
Yeah.
They're saying in the chat room, Patsy, that you sang on Search for Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why they don't want me to sing any, that, you know, that one, yeah, Love Me Tender, I butchered Elvis Presley's song. I never forgive myself. And, oh, man, I butchered of all the kings. And Sherry Lansing tried to help me with that song. Poor Sherry, she, God rest her soul, she tried and tried to help me with that song, and she said, try back phrasing. And I said, back? You mean like back to Idaho? She said, yeah, it might help. Try back phrasing this song. Yeah, mm-hmm. Back to Idaho. Wow. Just belt out, Louise. Maybe he'll be lost in the cornfields. Who knows? Oh, God. And somebody wrote me these so-called fan letters, and they said, for God's sakes, and it wasn't a bad letter. They were just pleading, for God's sakes, please, doesn't somebody on that show know you can't sing? For God's sakes, hasn't anybody told you you can't sing? I mean, for the love of the living Father in Christ's soul, haven't they sat you down and just told you the painful truth? You can't sing.
I don't remember you singing at all. You did everything else that's true.
And I said, I told you that when I first auditioned for the job of a country Western singer. I can't sing. I only came in with country Western boots on and a cowgirl skirt. That doesn't mean you can sing.
Well, you want to get yourself a guitar and try. Oh, you play instruments. What about your son play, don't they? Doesn't he play something?
I told him the truth all along. I mean, it's Procter & Gamble. You know, they see what they want. You know, I look like the part. I talk like the part. I'm from North Carolina. You know, oh, talk about, you know, like ethnic profiling. Yeah, I was just from North Carolina. She's got an accent. Everybody in North Carolina with an accent sings. Well, dude,
I'm from Boston. I could sing. No, I don't know. I'm not going to sing, though.
Why didn't they have you do it then?
Oh, no. My mother could sing, but I couldn't sing.
Oh,
I can't even do with a karaoke. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Those are things that YouTube, thanks to YouTube, they will haunt you. There's a haunting device, and it's called YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Things that you hoped nobody would ever find again are now available.
Uh-huh.
Your past can and will haunt you.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I can't say. Yeah, you're a hick from North Carolina with cowboy boots on. And you
put a red shirt.
And I wore cowboy. Yeah, you wore boots and a hat. Everybody sings who wears boots and hats. Not me. I told you that. You just signed a 2-year contract. Well, here you go. And John Aniston went, I think I know a singing teacher for you.
Yeah, they even had a week. They have a song named by you called Patricia. Don't you remember that?
Yeah.
I danced with that just in my recital years ago as a kid.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They have a whole lot of stuff.
They named it after you.
How did they know about that in the chat room? That me? Ah, man, how embarrassing. Oh, God, why? The chat room knows these things. I've been found out.
Well, thanks a lot for the call, Janet.
Okay,
thank you,
I had a good time. Wow, that was fun. Well, thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Janet.
Thank you. Welcome, Pat.
I'll sing a happy birthday next time it's your birthday.
See, everybody's watching YouTube more than are watching the show. They're all watching
the show. Oh, no. Oh, man. I sent them and drove to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
All I had to do was say, I ruined the King's song, and they're now all over YouTube.
Oh, yep. We have 2 more callers, and then we get them on. We'll call tonight. Okay, Anna?
Hi.
There, 913.
Hi.
Yes, hey, Anna.
Hi.
Hi, Anna.
I got to talk with you last time, and I thought, oh, I can't pass up an opportunity to talk with you again. It was
so
fun last time, and I apologize. I've had technical difficulties tonight, so I have not been able to listen to a lot of the chat so far, so somebody's probably already asked about this or whatever, but I was just thinking that I haven't been watching a lot of this stuff on YouTube, so this is going back to my, the dark recesses of my memory, but I have such fond memories, of course, of Shane and Kim, and I was thinking, I think it was the summer of 84, is that right, when they were always on some adventure, but it seems like they were on, was it that summer that they had some big adventure or something, I don't know. Anyway, I went out to visit my aunt for 3 weeks in L.A., and I had to be home to watch that show every day for the 3 weeks I was there. So, I was just thinking, some of my memories of the outside, the on-location shots and things like that, shooting, that they don't do anymore. I mean, nobody ever gets outside. Anything outside looks fake because it is fake. I was just thinking, did you do a lot of location or outdoor shots or tapings, or do you have any memories of those that you'd like to share if you did, have some?
We didn't do, we went to England.
That's what I thought. Okay. I think it was that summer, wasn't it? Was it 84? I don't know. I'm sorry. Not really good about it.
No, it wasn't.
No, not this.
No, I joined in July of 80.
Yeah, I don't think it would have been 84.
Maybe
yes, 85.
85, mm-hmm. Okay.
I think more like 85, yeah.
Okay, I'm off, but anyway. So you went to England. I thought you had, but I couldn't remember if I thought it was really in England, but I thought, well, maybe they were faking us out. I don't know. But how was that? I mean, because, of course, they don't have the budgets anymore to do that kind of thing. What was that like, being on location with, your buds from the show and everything. Do you have any memories of that or anything you'd like to share about?
It was work.
Yeah.
It's work. You don't get to go out. You just, you could then, it's lovely for what I got to see of it, but you're not there to visit and sightsee.
Exactly, yeah, sure. Yeah. I was just thinking that we never get treated to that anymore because the budgets are so tight, you know. So anyway, but I just really wanted to call in and just say hi and thank you for all the years of fun that you guys gave us and still give us to this day. And wish you well in your studies. I love that sort of thing as well, so I'm all for that. So I hope you really enjoy that. And hopefully it'll lead you down a new path of answer. You know, you never know what something leads you to another thing. And so, anyway, we're awfully glad you shared some of your time with us tonight. So thank you very much.
Very sweet of you to call, Anna. Thank you. I really appreciate your call.
Well, take care.
Thanks, Anna.
Great. Bye-bye.
You too, Anna.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, this will be our last caller. 708, Nikki.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Hi,
hi, Patsy.
Hi, Nikki. Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good. You are just so cute. You are cracking me up tonight. You have no idea. I'm just sitting here laughing. It's so funny.
We got off. We're just on some silly drifts tonight.
Well, I wanted to ask you a question, if I may.
Of course.
Your very first episode on Days of Our Lives, you were working with Teo Penglis and Leanne Hunley, and I was just wondering what that experience was like.
Well, that was fun. It was what a way to be introduced to the show was coming out of some man's strange being found in some strange man's bed. and that was Yeah, and you know, and you don't have any wardrobe the first day either. Well, you actually had to share my wardrobe with Teo. So,
you lucky girl.
I think I was happy with that. He really was such a kind soul. He just walked me through everything step by step because he knew that I was extremely nervous, and I was tripping over myself, he helped me so much that day, and Leanne was such a love. They're warm and just made me feel at home because they remembered their first days and they wanted to make sure that I was okay. So I couldn't have asked for two better people to be working with.
Yeah, they're great. I've had the chance to talk with them before during an interview with the Diva, so it's great to talk to you too.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed talking to you as well. I'm glad that we got a chance to talk together tonight.
Thank you. And I wish you all the best. And thank you again for talking with me, Patsy.
Well, all the best to you too, Nikki. I hope that you have a great night and that all the days of your life turns out wonderful and your dreams come true.
Aw, thank you.
Thanks, Nikki.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I clearly remember that scene with Teo and Leanne. The other thing that struck me about you, a lot of times new actors, you know, fans have a hard time liking them at first, but with you, you were just like so animated. And you knew who Kim was, I think, you know, the first episode. You know what I mean? What I really appreciated with you, with Peter Reckle and Wayne Northup,
is right off the bat, seeing your first scenes with both of them, like, you totally bought that you were their sister. And you guys had such an affection. And
yeah.
that really impressed me so much. But sometimes actors come in, they just come off really flat. Sometimes they don't have any direction. They don't know who their character is. But you just seem
yeah.
like you just walked right into Kimberly's shoes so easily.
Yeah. And I think sometimes there's a glove fit that I'm not sure whether it's once in a career where there's, I mean, Peter and Mary Beth and Peggy and Frank and I think it was Wayne at the time originally.
Right.
We had a chemistry, and even when Josh took over too, and Drake, there's still a chemistry that was, I think particularly, I always felt it really strong with Peter. Just very, there's something very sensitive and protective. And Mary Beth too, between the three of us. Peggy and I have always just slipped into acting style. She and I have studied with the same teachers. We recite the same techniques backwards and forwards. She's just, we could cite the same techniques in her sleep together. I mean, we just know so much about the Uta Hagen and the Stella Adler and just have studied so much of the same techniques and from the same people that there's such a great respect I have for her. And I felt the same coming from her. That I could close my eyes and wherever she is on the set, I just follow what she's doing. I trust her that much. Frank, I honestly feel that he adores me like he would a daughter. And I feel the sincerity that is genuine. I do, like that of an Irish dad. Like a dad
it's
I never
best
had.
Best and brightest. Do you remember when you used to say that? His best and brightest?
And there was something about the way he
I remember
said
that.
It. It
yes.
never sounded trite or like, cheesy. It could have been. And he never made it sound that way because he gave it so much. There was so much history and depth that he had. He gave it as an actor that I felt there was such pain and hope and sorrow and all kind of stuff mixed in. He gave it so much history that only he can do. I got to tell you, thank you for saying that, but I fell in with some prime cut actors. These people really knew what they were doing. And I didn't have that much to do but react to what they were already doing. I mean, you know, I don't want to kind of, step and fetch it. Oh, well, shucks, ma'am, But at the same time, they really are remarkable people. I really am a fan of the cast of Days of Our Lives, or the cast that I came in with, not the ones now. That sounds terrible. I didn't mean to make it sound like that, but the ones that I came in with, Peter and Mary Beth and Peggy and Frank and Josh and Wayne and Drake. There are some very powerful dynamics going on in there. And of course, Charlie, but all you have to do, Charlie and I show up and they just start doing stuff and Charlie and I just kind of look at each other and go, well, okay, let's play. The game's already going. We just play. All I had to do was react. I really didn't have to do anything, but thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I just think it's well, something everybody loves about the Bradys is that you guys do feel like a real family. And just the way Peter Reckle looks at you, especially just like last summer, he just had such affection in his eyes. You knew it was genuine. It wasn't acting or it wasn't Bo looking at Kim. It was Peter looking at Patsy. He always seemed like he was trying to make a little eye contact with you in your scene in the Bo and Hope house. I thought, the camera just caught something special there when he looked at you, and I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah, he is one of the sweetest actors who has not changed, the business has not changed that man.
Oh, that's
good. He's one of the few people I can honestly say. He has only gotten better as a human being. And the 20-some years since I first met him in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
He's a quality human being. And his birth of his daughter has made him an amazing human being.
Aww.
You can go a lot of different ways in this business. And I've seen people go all sorts of ways, including myself. Peter did real well. He's one of the few. He did real well. I'm proud of my baby brother.
Aww. That's so sweet. Well, we're at the end of your show. Would you like to say goodbye to your girls? They named themselves Patsy's Pieces Peeps. So now they're your peeps now. And the girls in the chat room.
That's the PPPs.
Yes, PPPs.
Well, I love my peeps. And keeping it real for my peeps. and thank you so much for allowing me to talk to people I wouldn't ordinarily get the chance to talk to. This was such an honor and a pleasure. I have had such a good time.
Thank you.
Way more than should be legal.
Well, anytime you want it. Right here for you, so anytime you want to do it.
All righty.
Wonderful.
All right. Okay.
And we learned so much from you in every interview too. So thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us and your experiences.
Well, you're quite welcome.
It was a fun evening. I enjoyed it.
Well, good. I'll go out and learn something else and stumble around and fall in a couple of more potholes and make it look like next time.
Yes. We'll talk about philosophy next time. So.
Oh,
yeah, tell us how
your
school's going.
Yeah, and I think we ought to quote the Little Rascals, Panky and Buckwheat. Could they be? I want my 44 cent back. And whenever you have a disagreement with your friend who owe you 44 cent, you just look at your friend and you smile and you say, okay. Okay. I think everything we really learned that works, we learned from the Little Rascals.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what my first dissertation is going to be on, is buckwheat. So, yes, I'll start working on that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much, Patsy.
Thank you, girls.
Okay. Thanks, Marianne. Thanks for all the girls for calling. Thanks all the peeps for calling in.
Thanks, peeps.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Go get in. All right. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.